A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon replied, "Master, we have worked all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boats to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so that they were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell to his knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish that they had made seized him and all those with him. Likewise, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Fear not, from now on you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Wednesday begins the season of Lent. And if we listen carefully to our Gospels these next 6 weeks, we'll get to encounter and meet Jesus in a deeper way than ever before. Let me just do a brief introduction to that this morning. On three levels, what did Jesus look like? What was his appearance? What was his attitude toward things? And what is his doctrine? His appearance. He could certainly not have looked like the image depicted in most cheap religious art. Remember that he was living in Palestine. The sun beat down on him every day. Those people were incredibly malnourished, so he probably was not very tall nor well developed. And his hands were the hands of a carpenter. They were beaten. And what about his attitude? Remember, they did not put Jesus to death because he was a nice guy. He was dangerous. He claimed to be God. And I suspect that much of the religious leadership that sought to rid him were people who felt they were doing God's will. And then there are the outcasts, and that may be the clue. Those people had been taught since the time of Moses that anyone who had a physical ailment, a cripple, a leper, the blind, the deaf, were being punished by God, and to go near them, God forbid to touch them, meant that you were ritually impure. You couldn't go back in the temple and praise God. And yet Jesus seeks these people out. He called their priests frauds, brood of vipers. When he came into a room, the first thing he said was peace. And over he said, "Why do you keep worrying? Do you think you can add 1 minute to your life?" And what about his attitude towards sin? It was the opposite of every preacher who preceded him. Jesus said, "It's not about the fact that you do this or you do that. It's what you don't do. Do you feed the hungry? Do you clothe the naked? Do you welcome the refugee?" Jesus certainly did not despise material things. His enemies called him a glutton and a drunkard. He obviously thought enough about alcohol at a party that he performed his first miracle to keep the party going. And what about his doctrine? It seems to me to believe in Jesus Christ is taking a great risk, because his doctrine is the irreducible core that the Son of God rose from the dead to prove the permanence of the human spirit. At death, we enter a kingdom that will never end. But Jesus says that kingdom begins now, like a mustard seed. And it's up to you and me to bring it to be. And then we come to celebrate our membership in this kingdom at a meal, because he said, do this in remembrance of me. It seems to me it's a great risk to believe in him. But it also seems to me there are only two viable options for any thinking person. First is the sad self-delusion of this life, because it's going to end. Or the joyful risk of Jesus Christ. Amen.